Brachas throughout the semester. So I'd like to come to a conclusion at some point. I don't know if we'll conclude this week, but in Mitzvah Shem, for the next week or two, we should try to finish our discussion of Hichel's Brachas. The Mishnah at the beginning of the sixth parak in Brachas and the Lamed Hay says that on vegetables you make a bracha of Bari Pri Ha'adama, and on fruits you make a bracha of Bari Pri Ha'etz. And then the Mishnah later on in Daf Mem says that if you make a hadama on fruits, b'di'evit, you can be otzei, because after all, the tree grows from the ground. So in a sense, the fruits are growing from the ground as well. But if you make a ha'etz on a vegetable, then you can't be otzei, because the vegetables do not grow on trees. They only grow on the ground. What's defined as a fruit? What's a vegetable? So the Gemara there in Brachas and Daf Mem says, hechadechishaklis leila peri isi legavze v'hoda mafik, that something is defined as a fruit only if after you take the fruit, isay legavza vahada mafsik. Gavza means the trunk. The tree is still there, vahada mafsik, and it produces pears again. So the question is, what's the ikar of this line of the Gemara? Isay legavza vahada mafsik. Is the key the fact that you don't have to plant the tree again, that the fruits come out naturally? You planted the tree once, and the fruits will come out year after year. That's the key. That's the opinion of Tosfos. There's one day in Tosfos that as long as the fruits come out from one year to the next, that's called a fruit. That's not a vegetable. Rov Rishonim though disagree, and they say that it has to be more than that. It has to be also isay legavza v'hadamafik, that the trunk of the tree stays from year to year. It's not enough that you don't have to replant the tree and the fruits are going to come out naturally, but rather the trunk of the tree actually has to stay from year to year. And it's based on that we make a hadama on strawberries and bananas and pineapples. I'm not a farmer, so I can't tell you exactly about these trees, but from what they tell me, strawberries, the trunk of the bush, or the essence of the bush, comes back year after year. So it's not isay legavza. So according to the Bali Tosfos, that still should be viewed as a fruit, but according to Rav Rishonim, it's not viewed as a fruit. It's hard to call strawberry a vegetable, but okay, we view it as though it's growing from the ground, right? Because the geza, the trunk, the bush that the strawberries are growing on comes back year after year. So that's not viewed as a pre-AIDS. It's not viewed as a fruit. It's rather viewed as a vegetable. And the same is true with the bananas. Apparently, the banana tree disintegrates, but the shoresh, the root, is still there, and then it grows again. It's not just that the bananas of the next season are going to come, but rather the trunk is going to grow back. So because of that, it's viewed as a vegetable. It's not viewed as a fruit, so it gets a hadam. It doesn't get a ha'etz. But all other berries besides strawberries get a ha'etz. Why? Because they grow on a bush that remains from year to year. And as the poskim point out, the bush has to be a certain height, right, to be called a tree. If it's really very low, it wouldn't be called a tree. But apparently the bushes that we have are tall enough. They're tall enough. Blackberries and raspberries and blueberries, they grow on bushes that are tall enough that we view them as fruits, so that you would get a bari pri ha'etz. Okay. Are there any exceptions to the rule? You take a fruit, you take a vegetable, that the fruit and the vegetable will lose its bracha. It doesn't get its natural bracha. You don't make a hadama on a vegetable, you wouldn't make a ha'etz on the fruit. So first of all, to make the bracha protis, to make the specific bracha on fruits and vegetables, it has to be darko bakach, to eat it in the way that you're eating it. Let's say it's not normal to eat the vegetable or the fruit raw. So then obviously you're not going to make a hadama, you're not going to make ha'etz on the fruit or vegetable. Take potatoes, for example, right? Most people don't eat potatoes raw, last I checked, right? So you're not going to make a hadam on the potato when it's raw, but when you cook it, then you make a hadam. Right? Any fruit or vegetable that's not eaten raw is not going to get its specific bracha. It gets a shahakal because you're being nana from it, but it's not going to get its specific bracha because it's not darka bakak to eat it in that form. So potatoes and squash and certain sour apples that are not eaten raw, they're only eaten cooked, so you wouldn't make a hadama or a ha'etz on these items until it's actually cooked. Yes?
So, in terms of, I guess, taking this, in terms of Pesach and Karpas, I feel like a lot of people, at least I know, I think the potatoes are raw that we use for Karpas.
Really?
I don't think that, but I mean, like, maybe they're,
We use potatoes at the Seder in my family too, but we do cook them. If you eat the potato raw, then you have to make a shakal in it. You can't make adama, which sort of defeats the purpose of karpas according to one sheet in the Rishon. Yeah, you should try to eat something that the bracha is adama, right? Because you want a pot of the mora according to some of the Rishonim. So it's probably better to eat something that's darko bekach in the way that you're eating it. I think so. It's better to do that. If something is eaten raw just as easily as eaten cooked, so then you can make a hadam on it, even eaten raw, like carrots, for example. Right? Carrots can be cooked or they can be eaten raw. You make a hadam on it, even if it's eaten raw. Let's say it's normal to eat something raw, but you happen to cook it. Would you still make the same bracha on it? Take, for example, apples, regular apples. I think most apples are eaten raw, but let's say you have a baked apple. Do you make a ha'etz on a baked apple? Or should you make a shahakal on a baked apple? Because it's not really the normal way to eat the apple. Normally you eat it raw. So the poskim say that as long as you're not megareya the food, the fruit, or the vegetable by cooking it, then it keeps its bracha. Even if it's normal to eat it raw, but if you're not gonna make it more deficient by cooking it, then it keeps its bracha. So the bracha on baked apple is ha'etz, right? The same as on a raw apple, because it's not ruined. Faket, it's viewed as a delicacy. People serve baked apples for dessert. You know, God's candy. It's really baked apples are really sweet, right? It really opens up all the sugar in the apple. So people serve that. It's a delicacy. Even though it's not really the normal way to eat the apple, but it's not being ruined by cooking it, so it would get the same ha'etz cooked that it would get when it's raw. Of course, we know there are certain instances that you're not going to make a hadam or make a ha'etz on the fruits and vegetables because they're tofel to something else. I mean, that's obvious. That we don't even have to go on to. Let's say you put onions on a hamburger or something, right? So you're not going to make a separate broch on the onions because the hamburger is the ikka. That's obvious. And similarly, onion rings. What bracha do you make on onion rings? It's a discussion in the poskim, but I think a lot of poskim say that if the outside of the onion ring is made out of matzah meal and there's a lot of matzah meal there, and you know, if you open it up, you might see a little onion there. You certainly taste the onion. It's hard to see it so much. The ikar is clearly the matzah meal. You probably make a mezonos on that. You would not make a hadam. I guess if it's mostly onion and just a tiny amount of matzah meal, maybe you can make a hadam on that. I'm not sure. Actually, it's a shaila, but if you know the typical onion ring that we see, there's a lot of matzah meal on that. So I don't think I think it's probably appropriate to make a mezonos on it. Yes.
Sometimes we make a jam from apples, okay. And the apples are still like they're kind of like you can still see them as apples, but they're definitely covered like with all sugar and everything.
Do you eat the jam separately, or do you put it on something? Like you put it on a cracker, or put it on bread.
No.
So if you put it on bread, you're not going to make a separate bracha. You might eat it separately.
Sometimes.
So if you eat it separately. And you can see the chunks of apple in that. That's like applesauce. So we're going to have to get to that. We're going to talk about that. If you crush a fruit or vegetable, does it keep its bracha? L'chora, what you're describing is the same as applesauce, that it is crushed a little bit, but the fruit is still nicker. So I think if the fruit is still nicker, you would make a ha'etz on that mixture. Yes.
Sometimes there's a beer battered onion ring, which is like
beer battered.
You're battered, yeah.
Okay.
So
learn something new every day.
I don't know exactly how it's made, but like that's how they advertise it, and seemingly beer is mezonos, like.
No, so beer, we're going to get to beer. Beer is actually shahakal. Beer is shahakal because it's not. It's a drink, right? So I think we said last time, kol she'eshu mechameshes min edav, and you make a mezonos, but not on a drink. So the fact that there's beer involved, it's not going to change the bracha. But we're going to get to drinks. That's the next topic, actually. Juices, fruit juices. Right? Do you make a ha'etz on fruit juices? Or maybe you should say that it's nishtana, and it should lose its bracha. I don't know of too many vegetable juices, but tomato juice, I guess. Okay, whatever. But let's talk about fruit juices. So the Gemara Brachas and Daf Lamed Ches says that on duvsha de tamri, on honey from tamarim, most of our honey is probably not date honey, but honey from dates, you make a shahakal, says the Gemara, because it's zeya ba'alma. The zeya ba'alma is the sweat of the fruit. It's not really such an ikker thing, so therefore you're not going to make a ha'etz, you only make a shahakal. So what does that mean? What does that mean? That means all fruit juices are bechlal, is duvsha de tamri or not? So some of the Rishonim say, why is it true that mitz, that juice is not you don't make a hayitz on it. That's because it's not chashev. It's nishtana b'tzuraso. It's not the fruit anymore. Even though it comes from the fruit, you're just squeezing the fruit. It's a chelik of the fruit, but it's viewed as though the fruit is nishtana. It doesn't get a hayitz anymore. It only gets a shahakol. That's the position of the Rosh. The Rashba disagrees, and he says, you know why juices or the duvsha the tamri gets a shahakol and not a hayitz? That's because it's not darko b'kach to plant the fruit for its juice. It's not darko b'kach to plant the tamarim for the dvash. So because it's not darko b'kach to do that, so it's not the ikar of the fruit. It's not viewed as the ikar. So you'd make a ha'etz on the ikar. That's what you plant the fruit for. But since it's not darko b'kach to use the tamarim for the dvash, so therefore you're not going to make a ha'etz on the dvash. And similarly, on a juice, on a fruit juice, you wouldn't make a ha'etz either, because it's darko b'kach to plant the fruit to be eaten as a fruit. So some point out, if that's the case, orange juice b'zman hazeh should get a ha'etz, because there are groves and groves, there are orchards in Florida that they plant the oranges for the juice, not for the oranges. Not so poshut, right? Strictly speaking, if you look at the machlokas, the Rosh and the Rashba, kipshuto, this is a big discussion, but if you look at a kipshuto, the way that the Mishnah Berurah explains, it sounds like that should be a machlokas rishonim, according to the Rashba, since it's darka b'kach to plant the fruits for the juice, if darka b'kach to plant the oranges for the orange juice, you should make a ha'etz on the orange. And yet the minig is that an orange juice, you make a shahakol. I think they say the Chazan Ish felt that an orange juice, you should make a ha'etz. He thought actually there's no machlokas to Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh is saying something else. He really agrees with the Rashba. Complicated. But at least according to the Rashba, you should make a ha'etz. So why is the minig to make a shahakol? So some say that the mitzarif, it's a tziruf of the Rosh together with Tosfos. That Tosfos that David mentioned. The Tosfos says that drinks only get shahakol. And even if you make the drink out of chameshes minedogon, a drink that's made out of beer, right? Beer that's made out of chameshes minedogon, that doesn't get a mizonos, it gets a shahakol. Because drinks in general are not as choshuv, so therefore they only get a shahakol. So to be mitzaref, the Rosh, who holds in general that squeezing a fruit, whatever comes out of the fruit, is not as choshuv as the fruit itself. Mitzarev that, together with Tosfos, that on drinks you always only make shahakol. That's why the minhag developed that on fruit juices, even if it's darko b'kach, to plant the fruit for its juice, we're not gonna make a ha'etz on the fruit juice. We're only gonna make a shahakol. Yes.
Does it change anything that like sugars added in and all these other things? It's not just fruit juice.
That might play a role, but it's not always true, right? We still most. I think people make a shahakol even if it's, you know, pure fruit juice, not from concentrate. You know? Even if it's pure, I think most people still would make a shahakol on it. And that's the best case. I don't know how to look at it. The best case or the worst case scenario, right? Right? So what you have to say is a juice in general is not as choshev. So that's shitas tosfos. So that, but see if the Rosh, that the Rosh says, whatever is squeezed out of the fruit is not as chashuv. That's what the Gemara means. Zeya ba'al means, by definition, it's not as chashuv. So putting these two shitas together, that's why even if it's fruit juice, not from concentrate, you still make a shahakol. Yes?
Also, is there a chalak between with pulp and no pulp?
With pulp and with no pulp. Why do people drink juice with pulp? They like the pulp. They like the pulp? Is that the... Are they doing it for health reasons, or they really like the pulp? I don't know. I think the pulp is sort of tougher to the juice. It's hard to say the pulp is ikar over here. Pulp is the ikar. Do you see the pulp when you drink the juice? You mamish see the pulp. Wow. I don't know. No, with pulp. I think it's nishtana. I think the fruit is nishtana. You look at the pulp, you don't see the orange in the pulp. So even if it's a chelik of the fruit, I think you could definitely say that the fruit's nishtana. I don't know. I think it makes more sense to make a shahakol. Since it's a suffix broch and shahakol covers everything, I think it probably makes more sense to make a shahakol even if you have pulp. I'm not sure whose hand was at first. Yes. Noam?
So I sometimes squeeze my own oranges. So, and I see the pieces. Like from the orange.
You see the pieces in your orange juice.
Yeah. So should I make a appropriate on the regular orange?
If you really see the pieces of the orange, you can make a ha'etz on the orange juice itself. You're making a ha'etz. The question is, should you make a shahakol on the juice? Right? That's a tarovis question, right? Is your rove the orange, Or is your rove the liquid? Right?
I don't know, probably half and half.
Half and half, mamish. I don't know. Maybe you can make both both brachas. I mean, if you have you know, real oranges, and obviously you want the oranges to be there, right? They're chashed to you, right? And you want the oranges to be there. So if it's nikkur, what is rove and what is a miyud? So then I think the dinim of ikkav etafel in a tarovis would determine that you should make a bracha on the rove. I make a bracha on the rove. So even if you have pieces, I mean, if you have a gezunta piece of orange there, I would make a separate bracha on the orange. But if it's not so significant, even if it's a lot, but if it's not so significant, then I would say that it's probably bottled to the juice. I just make a shakal on the juice. But if it's significant, it's the same as a cholent, right? If you have a cholent that has barley in it, that has potatoes in it. So if it's a stew, then I would just make a mezonos. A big potato there, a big piece of meat, so you're going to eat it independently. So if you're like going to drink the piece of orange, you're going to take the piece of orange in your mouth independently, so then the charet should get a separate bracha. But if it's like it's a whole, just you're going to be drinking it all together, so then I think you just make a shakal. What's the bracha on borscht, right? People used to drink. Does anyone drink borscht anymore? Yes. What?
My grandmother makes it.
Your grandmother? I didn't ask if your grandmother made it. I asked if you drink it. Okay. I don't know. There are a lot of vegetables in there. No, a lot of vegetables. You probably make a hadam on bush. No, it's a lot of mamushes over there. There's so much mamushes. A lot of people just don't want to drink it for precisely that reason. Yeah. So another hint, Zach.
If the drink would turn into something kosher, like a smoothie or something.
No, so a smoothie we're going to talk about. A smoothie probably gets a shahakal, first of all, because there are other elements, right? There's yogurt and other things. So if you can see the pieces of fruit, so you'd make a haitz on the fruit. I think it's the same. But I think in most cases with a smoothie, even if you have like little pieces, they're not so kosher. They're not independent pieces. It's part of the whole mixture. So the ikkar of the smoothie is the yogurt and the other ingredients, the sugar, whatever you're adding to it. So I think a smoothie would probably get a shahakal. You sure? Okay. You know what? We have there's another discussion I want to have. Yeah, that's that issue that someone brought up. What happens if you have crushed fruit, the jam? You know what? Let's throw this in. Okay. The third example of fruits and vegetables that have been changed, and the question is, do they get the same bracha? That's a fruit or vegetable that you've crushed. So the Gemara in Bracha says that you make a bar pri ha'etz on trima, on a fruit that's been crushed. Trima. What does that mean? How much has it been crushed? So Rashi there writes that trima means it's kotush ktsas ve'eno merusak. It's been crushed a little bit, but it's not pulverized. That's Rashi shita. It gets a ha'etz only if it hasn't been pulverized completely. But the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that even if asan kamo isa, you make it like a dough, so to speak, right? It's completely pulverized. It still gets a ha'etz. How do we paskin? It says the machlokas mechaber amo had a paskin here. Mechaber is straight Rambam. Paskin straight like the Rambam. That's what you would imagine. Rashi is one of the chachmei Ashkenaz. So the mechaber is not going to paskin like Rashi. The paskin is like the Rambam. So Sfardim, I guess, would say that no matter how much the fruit is crushed, it should still get a ha'etz. But the Rama is choshesh for das Rashi. He says it's a svega de dina, so therefore you should make a shahakal. If it's kotush ktsatz, if it's only crushed a little bit, it's not pulverized, the Rama paskins like Rashi, that you should make a shahakal on that. So the question is, what does that mean? Kotush ktsatz ve'eino merusak. It's a little bit crushed, but it's not pulverized. What does pulverized mean? What does that mean? It's not merusak. So some of the poskim, I think the Mishnah Berurah, something like this also, that is the difference between Nisrasik Lagamri, that is completely crushed, but between that and Nimoach. Nimoach means that it's like liquid. Kotush Ksas Ve'eno Merusak means that it's not Merusak to the point that it's Nimoach, that it's like liquidy. Right? If it's not liquidy, it still has a solid form to it, so then it would still get a ha'etz. That's how they learn up the Mishnah Berurah. Kotush Ksas means that it's crushed, but it still has a solid form. Merusak means that it's Merusak Lagamri in Yenzeh, or Ad Kedekach, that it's even Nimoach, that it's even that it's even more in a liquid form. So once it's in a liquid form, once it's a puree, right? I think that's what they call it. Right? Once it's pureed, so then it loses its bracha. But if it's still in the solid form, then it would keep the bracha. It would keep the original bracha. So what's enough nafkamina l'maisa here? For many, many different things. Let's take mashed potatoes, right? Mashed potatoes get a hadama. Why do they get a hadama? Because it's not nimoach. It might be merusak lagamri. It's completely crushed, but it's not a puree. So because it's not a puree, lechore would get a hadama. The post can discuss. Let's say you make mashed potatoes out of reconstituted mashed potatoes. So that could be a totally different din. Reconstituted mashed potatoes might be nimoach. So I'm not sure what the halacha would be over there. Right, but the typical mashed potatoes, you just take a potato and you crush it up, so that would definitely get a hadama. How about applesauce? So they say it over, is that there's a chiluk between homemade applesauce as opposed to commercial applesauce. Like homemade applesauce, always you could see the chunks of apple in it, but commercial applesauce, you didn't see the chunks. It was ground up more significantly. There's no halacha l'moshmi Sinai of commercial as opposed to homemade. It's all a function of how crushed up it is. If you put the apples in a blender and you make a puree out of it, even if it's homemade, you're going to make a shahakal on that also. Right? The difference are the pieces of apple still nicker inside the applesauce? If the pieces of apple are still nicker, so then it would still get a ha'etz, because we look at that as though it's not completely crushed. Of course, the question is, what does it mean that the pieces are really nicker? They have to be nicker. Like you see the pieces are still there. A piece here, a piece there. Every spoonful that you take of it, you're getting a piece of the apple. So if you're getting a piece of the apple, then I would still make a ha'etz on the applesauce. But if you're not getting any pieces, maybe there's a small little piece somewhere. But if basically you're getting only the blended applesauce that was made into a puree, l'chor, you'd only make a shakal on it. Yes?
I don't think I understand what you mean by nicker. Is it that you be able to tell that it was a piece of an apple? Or that you can just tell that it's piece,
solid form. Like, solid form. You know solid. That it's applesauce and it's a solid form.
You can just see something solid within the liquid.
Within the liquid. I think that's enough. Yes?
Is the applesauce covered by wine if it's a liquid?
Is the applesauce covered by wine? You mean if you make a hagafen on the wine?
Did you say that it's...
I don't think so, because it's still not a drink. You're not drinking it.
What's the definition of
definition of a drink is that it's eaten as a, it's drunk as a beverage. It's drunk as a beverage to quench one's thirst. But if it doesn't quench your thirst, it's not called a mashka, that's not covered by hagafen. Yes?
So would peanut butter be the same thing as applesauce? Like if it's crunchy, would it be
ha'etz? Ha'etz? You make a hadama on peanuts. Right, but the problem is you're not going to eat peanut butter separately. I mean, do people eat peanut butter separately? Some people like peanut butter. Okay, so if you eat peanut butter separately, if it's crunchy, you're talking make a hadama. Make a hadama. If it's not crunchy, it's just, creamy, smoothie, So even though it does have a solid form to it, that's the only problem. It has a solid form. I guess we wouldn't call that the solid form, because there's no solid peanut form in there. What?
If it gets taken away by TSA in the airport.
That's a new COVID. I didn't find that in the COVID.
It's not in the post, because they took it away as a liquid.
They really did?
Yeah, thing of peanut butter, they took
that's
it away.
Incredible.
Yeah, whipped cream also.
I don't know.
Whipped cream, they took it away also.
No, they say potato kugel. Potato kugel. If you make the potato kugel out of potatoes that have been put in a blender, then it might get a shahakol. Because once it's made into a puree, then it might lose its original bracha. The typical potato kugel, I don't think you put the potatoes into the blender to the point that it's a puree? Is that how people do it?
Some people
do it like that. I think most people think you make a hadama potato kugel. You look, the way the potato kugel cooks, you can really see the potatoes in there. Grated potatoes?
For sure.
If you make a potato kugel out of grated potatoes, then you definitely make hadam on that. What's the shayla? Right? That's still in its original form. But if you make the potato kugel out of a puree, so you've made it into a liquid, so would it lose its bracha? I don't know. Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying that even if it's made into a puree, if then you process it in a way that it gets back to its form, it gets back the bracha. So in all of these cases, if it gets back its original form, certainly in the case of potato kugel, it looks like a potato kugel. Most people can't tell the difference between a pureed potato kugel and a regular. I guess the real became a potato kugel, can, if so. I don't know. I'm not sure what to say. I think that most people make a hadama potato kugel. So I'm not sure if people distinguish between the blended or the not blended. I guess the answer is that since most people can't really tell the difference between the blended potato kugel and the regular potato kugel, so the post can assume that it gets the same bracha. B'chor, it should depend on this issue, that if you make it into a puree, then it should lose its bracha, and you should have to make a shakel on the potato kugel. And finally, smoothies, as we mentioned, in most cases, you don't see the fruits in the smoothie. You say, yeah, a little bit, but basically it's a liquid, it's a drink. So then the ikar is the yogurt and the sugar and the other things that you add, the milk that you add to the smoothie. So then it would get a shahakol. If you really have big pieces, it's not blended enough that you have big pieces, then maybe you can make a ha'etz on the fruits in the smoothie as well. I think in most cases, it's blended enough that you'd only make a shahakol.